In this video, I want to address a topic about the difference between belief and knowing. When we believe something, typically we believe that thing because we've been taught to believe it. We have been indoctrinated or conditioned to accept a certain worldview. I'm going back to the worldview idea, or concept about the world as we know it or see it. Or we feel it in our bones, also true, where we actually connect to that belief. We can't intellectualize it, we just know it. And that is the difference, because belief then becomes knowing, because it then becomes something that we integrate. Now, when we haven't integrated it intellectually, as well as, I guess, the integration of the mind, body, spirit, right? So we can intellectualize it. If we just intellectualize it, that's not knowing anything, that's understanding. There's a big difference. Wisdom is integrated. It is knowledge or analytical understanding and knowledge plus personal experience. Equals, and then that experience between those two. So we've seen evidence, and then the synchronicity, which is the evidence of spirit working anonymously in our behalf. So the synchronicity means meaningful coincidences that have no obvious causality, but are meaningful to us because they show up when we need it, which shows evidence that spirit listens to us and that the world coalesces and moves around and reorganizes to give us what we need, right? So how often in your life, if you look back, have you thought to yourself, whoa, I didn't make any of that happen and that was all perfect, right? So this is how that you know something to be true, as opposed to, well, I believe that can happen. It's a big difference. It's not like you don't own it. So in Oracle School, in this foundation class, you're going to own this. You are going to be able to look yourself in the eye and look someone else in the eye and go, I know spirit is listening. I know intimately these Oracle cards know me. I know that I can be protected and divinely directed when I have my conscious contact, personal divine dialogue with spirit through the cards. It's different than I believe that there's a spirit. I believe that I can talk to God. I believe that's such a different thing. I want you to move from belief to knowing in this class. It is so key for you to own this and to also become empowered by it. Otherwise, it's changeable. Now, here's the other thing too. When belief changes, we're called on a quest, right? So we start with a belief, and then something happens to us to make us see things differently. When I shifted my entire concept of a higher power or God, it was when I got clean and sober. When I hit bottom, and you saw my story I told in video one, and it was really true. When I was up in that drug dealer's basement, and I went upstairs to the bathroom, and I saw this light and the filaments of light, and that was real. That changed. I was, whoa, this something is protecting me. And then when I saw the tree and I realized God doesn't make junk, and then I realized God loved me and I wasn't, a mistake. And then, of course, I started looking at people who wrote things about this, like Matthew Fox and creationism, and he talks about the original blessing. So I educated myself about my beliefs and changed them according to what I felt was true for me. And because it resonated in my body. Your body is an instrument that is capable of telling you whether your belief is rooted in truth or the truth of dogma and conditioning, which is mental. So truth for you will feel like it's in your body. So let me actually give you an exercise right now to tell the difference. So when you believe something, you don't know why you believe it, you can't give yourself any evidence, even in your body, you're not sure why, you just do, it will feel like it's somehow disconnected to you. So imagine that telling a lie, or telling an untruth, or telling something that has no bearing in reality, but maybe a wish, it's like wishful thinking, right? Just let yourself do that for a second. Like I could tell myself I weigh 110 pounds, and I know that's a lie. And I'm like, okay, where does that feel? Like, I believe it. I can believe it all I like, but it ain't gonna be true. I try to squeeze into a size zero. But the point is that that's here somewhere, right? That's a thought. In my body, it's rejecting it, or it wants it to be true, right? That's part of how Oracle abuse works, right? We want something. We have a desire for something that isn't true for us. right? Yet or whatever. So it's different than intention where you own it in advance. Like, it's totally different. This one is I want it or I just believe it, right? So there's no roots in the ground. But knowing, I'm not going to use the weight thing right now because about the what I know. Right? So we'll use a different thing. So let's talk about something else. So knowing, I can say that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we don't die. I'll use that as an analogy because I'm a medium. And I had enough experiences over and over again that you can't tell me that I believe that we don't die, that we live forever, that we have an immortal soul. Because I don't believe that. I know it. I know it intimately. I know my cards speak. I know spirit speaks to me through my cards. Why do I know this? Because I've seen evidence of it. Now, the evidence does not have to be empirical. That's the other thing. So you can't overuse your analytical mind or your intellect on this, because sometimes intuition doesn't make sense. And spirit messages don't make sense. When a hawk sits in front of your window and stares at you, to somebody else, it's just a big bird pooping outside your window waiting for a squirrel so it could eat it. For you, it's in that moment, it's primal, it's spirit, it's magical, it's mystical, it's connected, it's personal, and you can't explain it away intellectually, but you know it. And that's really the definition of Gnosticism. It's the personal conscious contact with a higher power that shows you evidence, metaphorical, symbolic evidence, and uses the outer world. So that's how belief changes into knowing. And that's what this course is fostering for you, is that knowing, so that when it comes time for you to go back, like if you're new, for the first time for you to do readings for other people, that might be for you, or even if the professionals in this class, because I know there's some of you here, were to go back to doing what you do with this, you come at it from a very different place because you remind yourself of what you know, not what you believe, and therefore you can model that for the person in front of you. Hope that was helpful. Take care.